We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Happy Friday, one and all. It is awesome to be here. Coming up on the show today, Lonzo's celebrity crush is in full bloom, or is it mine? We will debate that.
I don't think there'll be a debate at all.
And by pure coincidence, perhaps that very subject might be heard on this show at 3:20 this afternoon. She, of course, is Laura Rutledge, the host of SEC Nation, which this week is in Tuscaloosa for Alabama and LSU. She works alongside Tim Tebow, Marcus Spears, Marty Smith, and Paul Feinbaum. Laura Rutledge, we hear from her, and she joins the show at 3:20 p.m. today. Very excited about that. There's an NFL player that's changing and challenging a very tired narrative. The programs at college football absolutely positively must have make a resurgence. Either or, Colin Wilson on the very best bets to make in college football this particular weekend. And so much more good stuff coming your way between now and show's end. I do want to get to this, and I do want to open with a little bit different thing here today. Okay, our very own Rise guys are on location. Our very own Rise guys are on location. Hang on, Lonzo. Here you go. Okay.
Let's go into voicemail.
Oh, okay. We are attempting to have Nine on from the Rise guys right now. The Rise guys are broadcasting continuously for 28 hours. At Bon Secours Wellness Arena, alongside members of the United States Marine Corps, as part of the station's 16th annual 28-hour broadcast to benefit Toys for Tots. The event will run from 6 a.m. On Thursday today to 10 a.m. tomorrow, Friday, November 8th. The 28-hour broadcast, the largest Toys for Tots fundraiser in the upstate, helps children in need to experience the joy of Christmas. The event serves to nurture their development, to unite members of local communities in a common cause, and to contribute to the future betterment of these communities. They're on the air, folks, for 28 hours straight. The 28-hour broadcast is in partnership with the United States Marine Corps and will feature a display of military memorabilia. Sponsors of this year's event that we're very grateful for, Ron Ianuro, Law Firm, Moe's Southwest Grill. What is it, Lonzo? Help me out here.
It's Inario.
Inario Law Firm. Long Heating and Air Conditioning, Job Impulse, Inky's Authentic Philadelphia Cheesesteaks and Hoagies, Spinks, Take Heart Church, Rocker Bells, Reedy River Duck Derby, Radio.com, One Thing, and OP Taylors. Now check this out. During last year's broadcast, the station helped collect 2,996 toys and raised over $22,000 for Toys for Tots. We only accept new and unwrapped toys along with monetary donations. And donors will be entered to win prizes, including tickets to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, autographed sports and entertainment memorabilia, and other prizes. One of the main men doing this all for the benefit of Toys for Tots joins us right now on the show. He is my co-host on the Ingles College Football Kickoff Show weekly, which can be heard at 93.3 The Planet this week at 2:30 p.m. as we get you set for Clemson and North Carolina State. Nine joins us right now on the line. Nine, how you holding up, brother?
Man, I'm great, Mark Ryan. What are you doing? How you doing up there?
Man, I'm doing fantastic. So tell me about how this is going. How do you, like, I hear you guys do this each and every year. So how does this work? Do you guys do shifts? Do you get sleep? What happens here?
I don't sleep. I mean, I'm a grown man. I can pull 28 hours. Like, it ain't easy, but I can do it.
Yeah, I like to fashion myself a grown man, Nine, and I don't think I can do that. So,
oh, you can. You just got to build up to it. It was really hard when we first started 16 years in. So, yeah, now at this point, 28 hours, not nothing. Cakewalk.
What percent?
Listen to how hyped he is, man. He's got listen to that energy. He's going to make it, no problem.
Nine, what is
that's Sphinx coffee?
What is the drug of choice today?
Sphinx coffee. Coffee from Sphinx served the entire 28 hours.
Coffee from Sphinx served the entire 28 hours. Nine, I got to tell you, I've looked up the symptoms of sleep deprivation, and here's what I found.
I'll be looking for these.
Moodiness. Irritability, depressed mood, difficulty learning new concepts. Well, you already have that one. You already have that one. Forgetfulness, inability to concentrate or a fuzzy head, lack of motivation, clumsiness, increased appetite and carbohydrate cravings, and reduced sex drive. Now, has the reduced sex drive hit you yet, Nine?
Well, no, because I'm sitting next to Fat Boy most of the time.
You know what? I was going to say almost everything he described Fat Boy perfectly. So I mean,
it does. And by the way, Fat Boy, I worry about him because he keeps disappearing and going to the bathroom for like 30 minutes at a time. So I'm kind of worried about what's going on with him internally.
Yeah, no, I would do that. I would do that. So when you say you build up to this, Nine, how do you build up to this? What do you do?
You go out on Friday night and you don't come home till Saturday morning. You train for it just like that.
Of course, you train for it just like that. I've been on the impression that you've trained for a few Ingalls College football kickoff shows in that way.
Yes, I have. I've gotten the Maroc shows.
Yeah, there you do. There you do. So tell me about what this event means to you, Nine.
Man, I love it because I think about, you know, we always say that, you know, imagine being a kid who doesn't get anything on Christmas, and then I say, well, imagine being a parent of a kid and you aren't in a position where you can't give anything for Christmas. And that breaks my heart. I don't even have kids, but that breaks my heart to think about the parents who can't give anything without Toys for Tots, and then the kids who can't get anything without Toys for Tots. So it's all local people here in the upstate helping out local people here in the upstate. It's beautiful.
You know, I remember when this thing was out in our parking lot here at 25 Garlington, and now you're at the Well. Talk about how much this has grown.
Oh, it keeps getting bigger and bigger. I mean, we're out here at the Well. We have Job Impulse out here doing live job interviews for people. They have 150 odd positions open. The Marines have 7 tons, machine guns, big netting tents. I mean, it's an impressive display of Marine Corps stuff out here. Plus, they're out here in the dress blues for the ladies.
Yeah, I'm sorry, the last part?
They're out here in their dress blues for the ladies.
Oh, I see.
Dress blues.
I see. No, I haven't heard that phrase before. That's interesting.
Yeah. I want to say something about ESPN Upstate, too. One thing we don't see enough of out here is sports equipment. You know, balls and bats and gloves and that kind of stuff. We don't get enough of that stuff. And older kids tend to get left out, too. So if anybody wants to make a donation, keep older kids in mind. And obviously, the ESPN crowd, keep sports equipment in mind. Keep these kids out on the field playing ball.
Yeah, you absolutely want to do that. Can you tell us, Nine, how our listeners can get involved with this? What do they need to do? How do they make a donation? New unwrapped toys. So if you get a new toy, they want you to unbox it and hand it in. How do people donate, either toys or money? What's the plan there?
You can donate toys or cash. You can do both here at Bond School Wellness Arena in downtown Greenville. You know where that is. So just come by here, stop by. You can pull up to Will Call right out front. The Marines will take your donations of cash, of toys. Just if you buy a toy off the shelf, just bring it as is and drop it off to them. That's exactly how they want it. New, unwrapped, just like you just bought it at the store.
You know, that's the thing. I think some people might be worried about how long it will take to do that. So you can just drive right up and hand off your gift.
Yeah. But I tell you what, if you can make time to run by, you know, Walmart or Target or O.P. Taylor downtown, you can pick out a toy yourself. And that's a lot of fun. Plus, you know, if you hand in few bucks, you don't know what that's going to buy, but if you go buy it yourself, you know exactly what that's going to buy, and you know exactly who that's going to make happy.
Nine, how are you guys divvying up the shifts here? You know, like, so in a 28-hour period, are you on air maybe 14 hours of that time? How long are you on the air of the 28 hours?
I do most of it. You know, we kind of come and go. We miss some talk time here or there, but we come and go, and it's come and go and alternate in, and somebody's always there to do it. So it's always manned by somebody. We just don't know exactly who or when.
Who do you think is going to be in the most pain doing this for 28 hours of the four of you?
Definitely Fat Boy. He already is. Yeah, I'm worried
Paige,
about him.
Paige, Matt Man, Fat Boy, and Nine. Nine seems fine. I mean,
yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah.
But yeah, Fat Boy, I'm worried about him because we have to be in Anderson at Ingles on Main Street at 2:30 Saturday, and I don't know if he's going to be recovered by then.
He might not be. He certainly might not be. Going until 10 a.m. tomorrow, they are 7-plus hours into it. Hey, Nine, I think it's awesome what you're doing, man. I hope the reduced sex drive doesn't hit you anytime soon. I commend you for what you're doing for the kids, man. That is awesome. On behalf of everyone here at Entercom Greenville, man, thank you.
Thank you, Mark Ryan. And you know what? I wouldn't be too worried about reduced sex drive because, honestly, having a sex drive has caused most of my problems in life.
There you go. Maybe it's the solution to the problems here. Just doing 28 hours. Appreciate you, Nine. I'll see you on Saturday afternoon. All right, bud?
All right. Thanks, Mark.
All right. Thank you, bud. Thank you, man. Just an absolutely great cause. And I got to tell you guys, you do the show with the Rise guys, and I host the Ingles College Football Kickoff Show, and I invite you guys to listen into it. It's on 93.3 The Planet. It's on each and every Saturday, 5 hours before Clemson kickoff exactly. So the time moves around like the Clemson kickoff times move around. So this Saturday, they're at NC State, and the kickoff is 7:30, so the show is 2:30 to 4:30. And, that is the radio show in the entire upstate. I mean, it's the number one radio show in the entire upstate, and it's fantastic. But here's what's funny about it. You lose track as to just how big a deal those guys are because they're just so ordinary that they're just normal dudes that you get to work with. So, you hear some numbers and you're like, wow, they have that many podcast downloads and they have this kind of listenership, and they're normal, funny, great guys. And I absolutely love working with Nine and Fat Boy each and every week. We've got a ton of fun. And those of you that have tuned in, I've gotten some really nice compliments even in the last week on social media. Hey, Mark, I've listened to your show and I've listened to Rise Guys, but never heard you guys together. And I've made time to listen to you guys on Saturday, and you guys are a trip, man. And it's a trip each and every week. So I invite you to check it out. Next week for Wake Forest, it's a 3:30 kickoff. So that show will be 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And then this week is 7:30 kick, so it's 2:30 show start to 4:30. And it is just an absolute and total blast. Thanks to Nine for joining us here to kick off the start of the show. Coming your way next, it is time to put to bed a tired NFL narrative. Frankly, it's lazy, and we'll do our best to squash that when Offsides continues, ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Still to come in this hour, challenging a tired narrative in the NFL, the programs that must step forward for the good of all of college football, and our upset pick of the week. And then Lonzo's celebrity crush will be interviewed at 3:20 today. Really looking forward to that. It was an exciting time, of fun.
I don't get why you try to get me in trouble with my wife. I mean, you just you,
that
you're
would get you in
that.
Trouble
I,
with your
I
wife.
I mean, you're trying to. I think you're trying to get me in trouble with my wife. Why else would you be doing that?
I can't believe that would get you in trouble with your wife. Everyone's allowed to have a celebrity crush.
No, man, we're still jealous over after 27 years. We're still jealous over people. So don't do that.
Celebrity crushes are healthy.
Are they?
Yeah, they're very healthy.
Crush rhymes with lust. doesn't it?
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, S-H and S-T.
No, no,
that's
it does.
That's not a rhyme.
It does.
That's
it
not
just
a rhyme.
Depends on how you say it.
That's not. Ladies and gentlemen, can we establish
here Crush and Lust do rhyme.
No, ladies and gentlemen, officially, Crush and Lust do not rhyme. And I certainly...
You are absolutely wrong. Crush and Lust rhyme. They do.
I promise you they do not.
You are purposefully trying to enunciate in a way to make it sound like they don't.
Crush, Lust... Those two things do not rhyme, Lonzo.
What do the vowels, what's the vowel sound in both of those?
St and
no,
sh.
No, 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 no. That is.
And sh.
Those are not vowels, okay?
Listen, listen. I'm not even an English professor.
A-E-I-O-U are vowels.
You realize
you just talked about consonants.
You realize
okay?
You're coming at a teacher with this, right?
Yeah.
You're coming at a teacher.
That's sad. Why we have so much trouble in society.
You don't think a teacher knows what rhymes and what doesn't? Come on, man. Come on. Okay. That interview, and it was fun. And here's how we set it up, folks. We had Laura Rutledge on from ESPN. We had her on with us at 12:30. So about 55 minutes ago, we recorded that interview, went fantastic. I can't wait to share it with you. And or I should say it went fantastically. Again, Lonzo, got to be staying up to speed here grammatically. And we'll air that interview
for you.
You just
said grammatically.
Grammatically.
You said grammatically. You're trying to teach me all this stuff and you're really having trouble speaking.
By the way, Lonzo, grammatically rhymes with grammatically. I want you to know that.
It does
okay?
not. And, yeah. and I'll have you know that there will be a promo that proves that I'm right that will play 10,000 times showing that Crush and Lust rhyme and the way you're saying it doesn't.
Crush and Lust do not rhyme. Okay? Do you have corn cobs in your
ears?
Allow
me to speak clearly. Crush and Lust do not Crush
have,
and Lust do rhyme.
To have words that rhyme, they must end the same way. That's the law of English.
No, it's not.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lonzo does not understand basic laws of
obviously
English.
Obviously, you are not a poet and never have been one, and that's a shame, or a songwriter, or a rapper, or anything like that. You just blow your horn, man. That's what you do. So sit over there and blow your horn. Let me take care of the lyrics.
And let you offend English teachers throughout the upstate with what you're doing.
Well,
in
hopefully
this
the English teachers are in class right now.
Yeah, it, ladies and gentlemen, it does not rhyme. A texter says, Mark, have you had surgery yet? No, sir. The surgery is scheduled for 2 weeks from today. So thank you very much for asking. 2 weeks from today, surgery is set. And will I go through with it or not is another story. But because I've never done anything like that before, and I'm honest with you, I'm scared.
You know what? You should be scared. People who say they're not, anytime you have to go through anesthesia, you should be afraid or have people cut on you. That's just it's a natural thing.
Yeah. I don't understand people who aren't scared. I'm still trying to figure out a way out of the surgery. And if I figure that way out, I'll let you know. And if I can't figure it out, then I'll end up getting cut on.
I think there are steak knives downstairs. We can take care of that.
Yeah, let's just do it right now.
I'll look
let's
on the internet and find out where the gallbladder is. I'm probably get close.
You know, isn't surgery an amazing thing, how efficiently they do that? They tell me, Lonzo, they pull the gallbladder out through my belly button. You know what I'm saying? And that's just a gross picture to me.
You know, I hate to ask this on the air, but are you an innie or an outie?
Okay. Well, can I show it to you?
If you must, let me
show it to you, Lonzo. You tell me.
That's an innie.
But it's clear. It's an outie.
I'm seeing lint, man.
Here it is.
I don't want to see
that. Of course, you're seeing lint. It's part of the belly button, Lonzo. But what you know, that's always in there. It's the mystery of my life, and it's always blue. It's always blue. I have no idea how the lint inside
there
is always blue.
That's enough.
Okay.
That's enough.
So what do you say, Lonzo, as we get this closer to you?
I'm going to get my camera.
What do you say? What do you say, Lonzo? Is it an innie? Is it an outie?
I should have thought of grabbing my phone quicker.
All right.
That was torture.
Let's get to Delvin, who's up next. Hey, Delvin, thanks for the call, bud. You're offsides.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Always good, man.
Yeah, what do you think about Mitchell? Talking about he want to turn off the TVs in Hollis Hall because he don't want to see how bad he's playing. Well, stop playing bad. You don't have to worry about TV.
That's what I'm saying. No, look, he's lost his confidence, and his career was ruined by being drafted ahead of Deshaun Watson and Pat Mahomes. Delvin, I don't know if you could do that. I mean, how would your career be if you were drafted ahead of Michael Jordan? You know what I'm saying?
Man, I'll be Yeah, that's Sam Bowie.
I know, right. Now, Akeem Olajuwon was able to overcome that. Nobody says, hey, yeah, can you believe the Rockets selected Akeem Olajuwon over Michael Jordan? Nobody says that. But Michael Jordan became the poster child for not drafting for need. See, the Blazers didn't take Jordan because they had Clyde Drexler. They're like, we're already set at that position. So we need the big instead, man. And that is the preeminent example as to why you should always take the best player available.
Yeah, and they found out the hard way, but I just find that hilarious. You talking about you going to turn out TVs in a workout in a facility because they want to see the criticism. Well, just stop playing bad. You want to see the criticism. Just deal with the criticism.
Well, yeah, and I feel bad for Mitch Trubisky because he's a decent player. He really is a decent player. But he's lost all his confidence because he keeps being compared to, and his team did this to him, drafting him at number two overall and trading up to get him when everyone knew that Deshaun Watson was a better player than him. You know, in life, folks, you don't outthink the room. What is right in front of you? Oftentimes, your gut instinct, your gut reaction to what is right in front of you tells you the answer, but then people have analysis paralysis and somehow developed the conclusion that Mitch Trubisky is going to be better than Pat Mahomes and Deshaun Watson. That was never going to be the case. Was never going to be the case. A check on our text line. Geez, Mark is such a white boy. That's one text. The next text says, hey, Mark, Bozo also rhymes with Alonzo. It kind of does.
No, it doesn't.
It does. It absolutely does.
It does not at all.
I think it does. I think there's a connection to be made there. That's very nice. I think it works out very well.
So you think I'm a clown? Do you think I'm here to amuse you? Won't you come up in here and say that?
Is that Lonzo trying to sound threatening? You trying to sound threatening is the least threatening thing I've ever heard in my life. It's amazing. Won't you come up here and say that, Texter?
Make me angry sometimes.
Hey, Mark, Bozo also rhymes with Lonzo.
You already said that, and it didn't work the first time. It's not working this time.
Okay. Folks, there is a narrative in the NFL that needs to be squashed. All right. It absolutely positively needs to be squashed. And for a long time and for the last few years, I keep hearing the same thing. Scrambling quarterbacks in the NFL don't work out. Look at the history. Look at the tradition. Robert Griffin III gets hurt. Tim Tebow gets jettisoned from the NFL. It just doesn't work. I'm a contrarian by nature. Perhaps that's why our show here with Lonzo works so well, because he's a contrarian, I'm a contrarian, and when you look at all the topics that are available to us, one of us is bound to be a contrarian about that topic. But when people try to tell me tried and true facts about sports, it is my job and duty to disprove them. For example, pitching wins in baseball. Really? Well, then why in the 2011 World Series did the St. Louis Cardinals and the Texas Rangers both have postseason ERAs over 5? Defense wins championships. Really? Have you seen some of the defensive rankings of the New England Patriots in the years in which they've won? In the recent NFL, it seems very important to have an electrifying offense in that particular point. That's not to say defense isn't important. I just love to disprove the absolutes that people try to shove down your throat, because I believe there are very, very few absolutes in your life, right? Very, very few absolutes, very few cut and dry, black and white. There is so much shade of gray. I also believe when you look at what works in the NFL, we get pigeonholed into believing there's only one way to do things. It's why Tim Tebow was jettisoned from the NFL. Why did Tim Tebow win in the NFL? Do you know why? I'll tell you. Because his team had the number one rush offense in the league. The zone read option with he and Willis McGahee was very difficult to defend. When you have the number one rush offense in the league, guess what else you also lead the lead in? Time of possession. Guess who that helps? Your defense. Guess what else Denver did with Tim Tebow? They didn't turn the ball over. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, when you lead the league in rushing, when you lead the league in time of possession, when you commit very few turnovers, you can win in the National Football League with that formula. And I think in large part because of that, the narrative has been that a scrambling quarterback, that's not the way to win in the NFL. It's why 4 quarterbacks were selected ahead of Lamar Jackson in his particular draft in the 2018 NFL draft. Lonzo, let's quiz you and I right now, pop quiz, the quarterback selected ahead of Lamar Jackson. He was the last pick in the first round in the 2018 draft. Who were they? Baker Mayfield, you go.
Why you do this to me?
I'm giving us a pop quiz. I haven't looked this up.
Yeah, I don't know.
Baker Mayfield, who else?
Stop it. You're causing the dead air. You just go
Josh
ahead and
Allen.
Answer it.
There Josh Allen. Who else?
I don't remember that quarterback class.
You don't remember that quarterback class. I'm not going to tell myself the answer. I just want to look at the teams here. Who else was drafted ahead of Lamar Jackson? He was the fifth quarterback selected in that draft class. Who else was selected ahead of him? Come on.
You are being stat guy. I hate stat guy. You go ahead and be stat guy. You know, I can look it up. If that's what you want me to do, I can do that.
Look it up. Get us the five that were selected ahead of Lamar Jackson, the four that were selected ahead of Lamar Jackson. I've given you two. If you had done your homework, you'd give us the other two, and then we'd have the answer, Lonzo. But you didn't, did you? No, you didn't.
All right. I'm not looking it up then.
All right. All right. Don't look it up. Don't look it up. I will do the same thing. NFL draft, first round.
You're coming at me because you can't rhyme, and that's horrible. I mean, you know, trying to make me look
bad.
My
man doesn't know what a rhyme is and what a rhyme even means. You know, it has to end with the same way. All right, Sam Darnold was selected in the first round of that particular draft class. Lamar Jackson, Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, and whom? Whom else? There's one more, but the bottom line is he was the fifth guy selected, Lonzo. He was the fifth guy selected, a fifth quarterback selected in that particular draft class. All right? So, Josh Rosen was the other one. We forgot Sam Darnold. We forgot Josh Rosen. The moral of the story is Lamar Jackson very well could be the best dual-threat quarterback we've ever seen in the National Football League. He had a chance to beat Tom Brady over the weekend. Here's what that win meant to him.
I'm trying to win versus anybody I play. I don't really dwell on one player or, you know, it's just this guy I want to beat. You know, like I said before, that's still the GOAT. No, nothing changed that. I'm happy to get the win, of course, especially at M&T Bank Stadium. So it's pretty cool, but I don't really care because it's against Tom Brady. I just want to win.
He cares that it's against Tom Brady. Anybody would care that it's against Tom Brady. Here's what I love the most about Lamar Jackson. I just love that he's disproving this narrative that you have to do things a certain way. You don't have to scramble to win. Tom Brady doesn't scramble, and he's won at the highest level. But you don't have to avoid scrambling to win either. I present to you a side-by-side comparison, Lamar Jackson versus Michael Vick, okay? Completion percentage for his career. Michael Vick, 56%. Lamar Jackson, 61.8%. Touchdown to interception ratio. Michael Vick, 133-88. That's basically 1.5-1. Lamar Jackson, 18-8. That's better than 2-1. Quarterback rating. Michael Vick, 80.4. Lamar Jackson, 90.9. Yards per passing attempt. Michael Vick, 7.0. Lamar Jackson, 7.4. Most rushing yards ever in a season for an NFL quarterback, 1,039 for Michael Vick. This year, through half a season, Lamar Jackson on pace for 1,274 rushing yards. Most rushing yards for a quarterback all time, Michael Vick, 6,109. Six 1,000-yard seasons or 7 to 8 seasons of 800 or so rushing yards for Lamar Jackson. He will break the all-time rushing record for quarterbacks in the National Football League. I love what I'm seeing from Lamar Jackson, and I was a guy who didn't think he would work in the NFL. I love that I've been proven wrong. I love that he's challenging narratives, changing narratives, and I love that he's showing there's multiple ways to skin the cat. You've got a Lamar Jackson. You build your offense around him. You do things differently. You know, the Baltimore Ravens right now are like the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets or the Navy midshipmen of the NFL. They're so hard to play because you see nothing like them. And then the next thing you know, Lamar Jackson's running all over you. And when you have a quarterback that can run, why is it so advantageous to you? Because as opposed to just handing it off to a quarterback when the handing it off to a running back with the quarterback out of the play, you have 9 versus 11. When the running back is a runner, you have 10 versus 11. You've got 10 blockers for 11 guys on defense. You have the extra blocker. It's also why the Wildcat had a successful cup of coffee in the NFL some years ago. Love what I'm seeing from Lamar Jackson. Love how he's challenging the narrative in the National Football League. All right, coming up next on the show. These programs could really do a lot to give college football a facelift, and I'll tell you all about them next, right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you on the show. All right. Bob has been hanging patiently on the show. We're going to call him Bob Busta Rhymes because he wants to talk about rhymes, and he's next here on the show. Bob, what's up, man?
Couple things, Mark. Number one, on this this rhyme thing you guys got, I listened to it, I thought about it, and you're both right.
Wrong.
Grammatically, let me finish. Grammatically, as the rule applies, you are correct.
Thank you.
But if
no buts.
You are from Traveler's Rest, Gaffney, Star, Packlet, no, it rhymes.
Oh, if you're from a rural area,
I'm speaking to the peep show. I don't know what you're doing.
That counts as a rhyme. Okay.
Absolutely.
But to the letter of the law, Bob, who's right?
Grammatically, I mean, there's no going back. You're right.
Thank you. That's what I needed to know, Bob. Thank you very
much. The word crush more rhymes with my occupation, lush.
There you go.
You've got to have it on the end.
You got it. The ending has to be the same. You're exactly right. Yes, it does. Yes, Bob. What else do you want to get to today? As Lonzo takes his Lafitte.
You were talking about Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
I like the guy. So I'm going, you know, he's not that big. He runs. He's destined to be destroyed. Let me go back and let me look at when he played with Louisville against Clemson. Let me see, you know, if this guy's real or not, because you forget. So let me just give you this. I Googled this. In 2016, Deshaun Watson led Clemson team. Got out of there by winning by 6 points, and Lamar Jackson outstatted him 10-1. In 2017, he went against Kelly Bryant. I think Deshaun was hurt, and Clemson destroyed him 47-21. But Kelly Bryant was out quarterback statted. He was absolutely destroyed by Lamar Jackson. So it was the Clemson team that beat him. But Lamar Jackson, as a quarterback versus quarterback in both those years, absolutely beat Clemson. And you go Google it, it was there. And I'm a Clemson guy. So the NFL guys must have seen something that really works, because this kid's playing a whole lot better than Sam Darnold, Rosen, any of those guys. I mean, even Daniel Jones, who was the next savior for the Giants, I mean, this kid's out playing them all.
You're right, Bob. Thank you very much for the phone call. Do appreciate it. I'll tell you what, Lamar Jackson, there are – more situations than not that he would not work in the NFL. I'll give you a perfect example. If he was the backup to Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, that wouldn't work in that system. You have to be willing to completely change your system. And Lamar Jackson, gosh, I mean, he went to a perfect coach, a perfect system, a perfect program. They've retooled everything. They've built their offense around his strengths. Not many teams are willing to do that. The problem for Tim Tebow was he couldn't, after Denver got Peyton Manning, he couldn't find a team that was willing to do that for him in the NFL. And when you try to make a Lamar Jackson work in a traditional offense, it's square peg and round hole. But when you have a coach that appreciates your unique set of talents, something special can happen. And that's exactly what we're seeing with the Baltimore Ravens today. Folks, if I'm handicapping this NFL race between now and the end of the year, I think it's going to be very, very difficult for any team in the AFC and any team in the NFC to unseat these two teams in each conference. New England and Baltimore in the AFC, San Francisco and New Orleans in the NFC. Sorry, Kansas City Chiefs fans. Sorry, Green Bay Packers fans. As of right now, I think both of you are fighting uphill trying to unseat either of those two teams for a spot in the conference championship game. That's honestly the way I see it, outside looking in. And it's exciting. And we were fascinated to see Lamar Jackson at the collegiate level, at the NFL level, because we didn't know if that experiment would work. I didn't see much in the way of accurate throws from him at Louisville. We knew no one could tackle him. We knew he was quick as lightning. I think his best skill set at the NFL level, if I'm honest with you, is that he avoids big hits because he doesn't have the frame to take a big hit. You know who else does that really, really well? Russell Wilson. Always acutely aware of his surroundings and never seems to get slobber-knocked. Russell Wilson. Lamar Jackson has that same skill set. You know who needed it and didn't have it? Robert Griffin. Robert Griffin and the backup now to Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. And by the way, do you know who their third-string quarterback is? Trace McSorley. They have built that whole team around the spread option quarterback, around the mobile quarterback. Robert Griffin, if he knew how to take better care of himself, could have had the type of career that Lamar Jackson is now enjoying presently. Let's check on Twitter. Thanks for the follow, Vol Nation in South Carolina. Always appreciate it. Michael Stathakis says, my wife probably drafted me ahead of other dudes who'd have been better husbands, but I've never let that make me feel inadequate. See, Michael Stathakis is the Lamar Jackson of husbands. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a very significant accomplishment. And Josh Rosen, by the way, supplied a quarterback for us. Josh Rosen was also selected ahead of Lamar Jackson. All right, coming up next on the show, we do it each and every week right at this time. I am 6-3, ladies and gentlemen, on the year with my upset picks. And today I have the biggest upset pick that I've made the entire season. And feel great about it. I'll share that with you next, right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate. All right, 6-3 on my upset picks for the year. What are the criteria for a Mark Ryan upset pick, ladies and gentlemen? Well, you have to be at least a 3-point underdog. And imagine doing that 9 times in the year and getting 2/3 of them right, correctly picking 2/3 of your upset picks on the year. You know, it's interesting. I'm stinking it up in my picks against the spread this year, and I'm not doing that great in my wise guy's wisdoms against Alonzo over here.
You forgot my name. That's hilarious.
I'm not doing that great. I'm 40-20. He is 44-16. But I will tell you, I've been doing great at picking the upset. It's kind of a feel thing, man. Who might be ripe for the picking for an upset this coming weekend? And right now, I'm about to share with you the biggest upset pick I've made spread-wise the entire year, and I feel great about it. Give me today Iowa over Wisconsin at Wisconsin this weekend. All right, Iowa ranked 18th in the CFP rankings, Wisconsin ranked 13th, both teams 6-2, both teams 3-2 in the Big Ten, and Wisconsin in this one is favored by 9.5 points, 9.5 points in this game. Why do I like Iowa? Well, look at Iowa's scores throughout the year here, okay? They shut out Rutgers. They had a hard-fought win against a very good Big 12 team in Iowa State. And then their two losses were very competitive and tightly contested games. They lost at Michigan 10-3, okay, in a game in which nobody could do much of anything offensively. And then they lost to Penn State 17-12. And that game and that score is used as the greatest example alongside of Penn State's game against Pitt as to why Penn State may not be as elite as some people think. Well, maybe it's just because Iowa's a really, really tough team. In their last two contests, Iowa's beaten Purdue 26-20. They've beaten Northwestern 20-0. And under Kirk Ferentz, who is one of the most heralded coaches in the country. And by the way, Lonzo, you do realize what this upset pick is an attempt of. It's an attempt to kiss ass.
Which is why I was making that. You spent some time in the boss's office this week.
Because both of our bosses, Mark Hendricks and Steve Sinicropi, happen to be Iowa Hawkeye fans. So naturally, it only makes sense that I would try to find a way to work positive sweet nothings about Iowa in here.
What did you do that you need to do this?
Lonzo, I do things every day that involve me kissing up in order to save my job. You don't know that by now? Nate Stanley for Iowa, very efficient this year, 60.7% completions, and they've got an elite defense on that team. And if you look at Wisconsin's off a bye, but they've lost their last two games, and I think they've lost a lot of their heart and a lot of what they were playing for over the course of the season. Wisconsin can no longer play for the division crown. They can no longer play for the college football playoff. They can no longer play for the Big Ten championship game. They've lost everything they're playing for. And I think Iowa is going to get a demoralized team on Saturday. And I think Iowa is going to go in there and they're going to win outright as a 9.5-point underdog. Listen, if I nail this, folks, don't act like you're not impressed. I'm 6-3 on the year, looking to keep that incredible streak going here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. Always looking after you. By the way, for the best advice on points and point spreads on the week, Colin Wilson of the Action Network set to be joining us at 2:40 this afternoon. All right, coming your way next. The programs in college football that desperately need to be resuscitated. We will tackle that when Offsides continues right here on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.